Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, 1900 to 1949. The sun was now below the horizon, and the red glow at the rim of the world faded into pink. The sky above turned slowly from azure to the delicate blue-green of a robin's egg, and the unearthly stillness of rural twilight came stealthily down about her. Shadowy dimness crept over the countryside. The red furrows and the gashed red road lost their magical blood colour and became plain brown earth. Across the road in the pasture, the horses, mules and cows stood quietly with heads over the split-rail fence, waiting to be driven to the stables and supper. They did not like the dark shade of the thickets hedging the pasture creek, and they twitched their ears at Scarlet, as if appreciative of human companionship. In the strange half-light, the tall pines of the river swamp, so warmly green in the sunshine, were black against the pastel sky. An impenetrable row of black giants hiding the slow yellow water at their feet. On the hill across the river, the tall white chimneys of the Wilkes home faded gradually into the darkness of the thick oaks surrounding them, and only far-off pinpoints of supper lamps showed that a house was here. The warm, damp balminess of spring encompassed her sweetly with the moist smells of new-ploughed earth, and all fresh green things pushing up into the air. The warm, damp balminess of spring encompassed her sweetly with the moist smells of new-ploughed earth, and all the fresh green things pushing up to the air. Sunset and spring and new-fledged greenery were no miracle to Scarlet. Their beauty she accepted as casually as the air she breathed and the water she drank, for she had never consciously seen beauty in anything but women's faces, horses, silk dresses, and like tangible things. Yet the serene half-light over Tara's well-kept acres brought a measure of quiet to her disturbed mind. She loved this land so much, without even knowing she loved it. Loved it as she loved her mother's face under the lamp at prayer time.